Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana, supervisor for Eagle Moss. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Miss Adriana. My name is Mark Stack, and I'm calling about a package. My account number is 29798379-001.
And thank you for providing this information. May I have you to verify your mailing address, please?
Post Office Box 91251, Atlanta 30364.
And thank you for providing this information. And I see here that per the last notes of the last agent, there was a package that was marked delivered, but you never received anything.
Yes, ma'am. I've been to my post office box 5 days in a row now, and there has been no package delivered to this address. But when I go to the shipping, the package thing, it says it was delivered to the zip code of 30315. I have not lived at that address in 10 years. Okay. Why is it being sent to an address that is 10 years old?
Well, we have the post office box as the address. Let me see. One moment, please.
But it wasn't shipped that way. I don't know what's going on with your shipping department or your shipping address machine or whatever. But this is the third time I've had an Eagle Moss collection come up somewhere else. The last one was the Klingon Battle Cruiser XL. Y'all had to reissue that one because it got lost somewhere.
Allow me a moment here. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, it doesn't give me an exact address, but it gives me an exact zip code. And I haven't lived in that zip code in 10 years.
Yes, sir. I do see here that that zip code is different than what we have on file. And I think it has to do with the fact that it's being sent by UPS instead of USPS. And UPS,
well, why,
they don't
well,
deliver
why
to.
Is it, why is it being sent UPS when it should be sent USPS?
I'm not sure why it's being sent that way. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to request for replacement to be resent out to you. And I want to make sure that they're going to get that sent through USPS, since UPS can't deliver to a post office box. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, please, yeah, because I, like I said, I have spent a lot of money on your Star Trek collection. Okay. Lots and lots of money.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want the collection to stop. So, you know, I mean, but this is, you know, like I said, this is the third time this has happened. Yeah. First time was when I got the Academy shuttle and something else. The first warp engine, warp one, warp two, which was months ago. And then the last shipment was the Klingon Battlecruiser XL, which was sent to another address, just like this one.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry about that. I have requested for a replacement to be sent out to you, and I want to make sure that it's going to be sent by USPS instead of UPS.
Okay. All right. Thank you, love. Yes, also, sir. when are the magazines going to come back into play?
As far as I know, that the magazines are already back in stock. For anything that is shipping now will be shipping with the magazines.
Okay, because I'm missing a couple of magazines from a few orders. Will that all be sent all at one time?
No, sir. If there was any magazines that were missing, those would not be replenished. But everything else after that should have magazines.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm missing like four magazines.
I do see here that your last shipment for the month of, what is this? I'm sorry. For the month of April didn't have any magazines. Those will not be replenished. And for the month
they won't?
They will not.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, that kind of bites into my collection, doesn't it?
It does, unfortunately. We do apologize. We're having issues with magazines inventory, and the company had decided to ship out the ships without the magazines, and they're not going back to replenish. But we do have magazines going forward.
So it means I have to purchase the magazine from that particular ship model, right?
If there is a company that sells the magazines by itself, you can purchase those off of their website. I do know that we sent an email a while back ago with the link where you can see the digital magazine.
Yeah, I got that, but that, again, like I said, that's cutting into my hard copies. It's cutting into the hard copy collection.
Yes, sir. And then we do apologize for that. Fortunately, they decided to overskip those.
Well, that really blows. Okay. Well, Hooters. Well, Hooters. Yeah, that's a big hooter. Darn. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I hope this doesn't upset my because I'm collecting it. Yeah, I'm a big Star Trek. Trust me. I got over $30,000 of Star Trek. Okay. And your collection just adds to it. So.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are we still waiting for a proper address or something like that?
No, we have the proper address that we need, the correct address. We got that reship submitted. I sent over a ticket already for them to make sure that it is going to be with USPS instead of UPS.
Okay.
We just allowed a few days for it to leave here with us, and as soon as we've confirmed that it's left, we will email you with the tracking information.
All right, love.
Yes, sir.
Now, that wasn't hard whatsoever. But I'm perplexed about the magazine. So, anyhow. All right, love. Thank you very much for assisting me. That is awesome. And I'll just wait till the end of the middle of next week to come and check it out and see.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you for calling.
All right, love.
Please hold for one short question survey at the end of this call.
Okay. Thank you.